Daily Light, April the 25th, evening. Our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the power of his word. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or the present or the future. All are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9 and Colossians 1:19, Hebrews 1:3-4, Philippians 2:6-7, Matthew 8:20, and 1 Corinthians 3:21-23.